Six candidates made the shortlist for a municipal administrator Friday night. Greg LaFond, Tom Smith, James Dinley, Rick Hombaum, Tim Smith, and Sitkin Jeff Wheeler. The Sitka Assembly will conduct phone interviews with the candidates this coming Saturday and Sunday. The Assembly met in special session at 6 p.m. on Friday to narrow down a list of 11 candidates. The list included 10 individuals who made the cut during the last round and latecomer Tim Smith, who submitted his name on December 28th during the extended application period. The application review process proceeded according to standard procedure Friday night. Each Assembly member came to the table with a list of their four top picks. The candidates with three or more votes made it to the interview round. LaFond, Dinley, and Hombaum received 5, Tim Smith 4, and Tom Smith 3. Jeff Wheeler automatically makes it to the interview pool because he is a city employee. Sitka General Code requires current employees be interviewed for any internal position for which they apply. John Sherrod and Reber Stein wanted to reassess the selection process. Stein called it a popularity contest, and Sherrod said he wanted to take a look at the broader picture.
I think it might be valuable to have a discussion right now about how we reached this list. And I have my own filter, which I pass people through, and I think it might be useful to kind of talk amongst ourselves about where we're really going as far as what we're looking for.
I would like to avoid somewhere in this process not letting it be totally a numerical, mechanical thing. Now, whether that's now we need to deal with that or maybe after we've talked to these five or so, six candidates, I mean, somewhere we need to have a little discussion, I think, rather than just, as Mr. Stein says, rather than just counting numbers.
But their argument failed to win support from the wider Assembly. Cheryl Westover didn't think the Assembly was playing a popularity game. Jack Osment agreed.
Like we've been said, we don't know any of these people, really. I don't see how you can call it a popularity contest. I think what Mr. Stein is saying about filter, I would assume most of us have done something like that, developed a filter, if you will, as far as experience and size of towns and have they really been administrators and all of those things to help us get down to this list.
Sitka's municipal administrator John Stein resigned in September. His resignation was tentatively scheduled for January. By the end of November, 37 people had applied for the position, but the Assembly extended the application period to attract more qualified candidates. Stein agreed to serve as interim administrator until replaced. Assembly members were still not impressed with the applicant pool Friday night. Jack Osment said he had to stretch to find even two names he would support, and he said the interviews would be difficult. John Sherrod proposed re-advertising the position or retaining John Stein.
I just want to keep those options in our minds to think about as we proceed with this process, even if we go ahead, because I think keeping those in front of us gives us the outs we might need if we don't see what we want here. So I don't think we ought to forget those other two options, because I think they both have merit.
The mayor said he would prefer to go through the interview process first and then take it from there.
And I think the best way to look at this as we move through the process is none of the above is always an option. At which case, if the majority of the Assembly felt none of the above was the best option, then we would change course and probably in one of the directions that Mr. Sherrod indicated.
Here's a look at the final six candidates. Tim Smith served as town administrator in Wellfleet, Massachusetts until July of 2007. Prior to that, he was the city administrator for Calais, Maine. Smith has a Bachelor of Science from Northern Arizona University and a Master of Public Administration from the University of Maine. Greg LaFond lives in Wisconsin, where he is a self-employed management consultant. He has served as administrator in various Wisconsin cities since 1999. He has a degree in political science from the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse. Tom Smith has served as the city administrator for Silver Bay, Minnesota since 2001. He has served as administrator in various cities, including Palmer, Alaska, since 1994. He has a Bachelor of Arts degree from St. Cloud University and a Master of Arts from Minnesota State University. Rick Hombaum has also worked in Alaska. He's currently Whittier's city manager. Prior to that, he served as city manager for Cordova, as well as a number of towns in Oregon. He has a bachelor's degree from Western Oregon State College and a master's in public administration from Portland State University. James Dinley is the only Southerner in the candidate pool. He's worked as a city administrator for various cities in Georgia since 2001. Most recently, he served as Fort Oglethorpe's manager until March of last year. Dinley earned a bachelor's degree in business administration from the University of Pittsburgh and a master's in education from Duquesne University. And Jeff Wheeler is employed with the City and Borough of Sitka's Electric Department as the Transmission Distribution System Manager. He applied for the position of City Administrator in October. The Assembly will interview the candidates this weekend, beginning on Saturday, January 12th at 1 p.m.